Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain podcast and also the Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, which is a parody of Real Housewives of New York. And guess what? Today we're talking about Real Housewives of New York. Joining me, as usual, as always, my work husband, it's Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hello, you sweet thing.
What's up, brah?
What's up, brah? Not much is up. It's Friday. We made it through the week. We're here on our little video cameras. It's Crappens on Demand. If you want to watch us, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens and sign up there. You get access to, you can just watch us doing a beautiful recap, okay? But you can also get our bonus episodes and the Discord server. Just really make sure when you sign up for Patreon, that they don't overcharge or anything like that, because there are like, you just have to say like, I want to support like this many things, and that way you won't be charged like $5 billion, but it's really easy. So yeah,
just be at the tier you want for whatever you want. Like, this is the $5 tier, okay? Yeah. And then cap your amount at what you want to spend a month, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Be like, I want support for two creations. It's really easy. So anyway, with that out of the way, you know what? Today we're talking Real Housewives of New York, Secrets Revealed, okay? Which, this is out of character for us. We never, ever, ever do Secrets Revealed because these episodes are like sort of strange mishmashes of scenes that they like attempt to kind of set up, and there's like weird montages, and it's just like, it's hard for us to recap. It's also a little hard to watch, but we thought, you know what? There's not a lot of things on TV right now. And we love Roni, so we, like Bravo, are going to squeeze every last drop out of it.
Yeah, this was amazing, actually. It was a hilarious episode, and it made me think, wow, I wonder if all Secrets Revealed are really good, and we've just been skipping them because we assume they're idiotic. And so I watched Beverly Hills, and I was like, no, it's idiotic. I mean, the best thing to come out of that one was Kyle blaming some psychic for stealing her mom's earrings. Like, right. She sees a post of Diane Keaton's online, and it's a psychic with these big, long, well, supposedly a psychic. Diane Keaton said, this is a psychic on the boardwalk, and look at these hands. They're amazing. And they're basically Kyle Richards' hands, because they're like the hands of a 90-year-old yes. lady. But then, you know, big long nails in these rings. And Kyle's like, that's my ring! And so then this lady came out. Well, first the granddaughter came out on TikTok and was like, hey, Kyle Richards, that's my grandma you're talking about, and she's had those rings for like 50 years. And so then the grandma came out and just demanding an apology on Extra from Kyle Richards for putting her through this torture, this pain in this torture of being a ring stealer or something. And she's not even a psychic. She's a pharmacy lady. So Diane Keaton, a damn liar, too. Well, so
I just think it's funny that Kyle Richards follows Diane Keaton on Instagram and follows that closely.
Me too. It's so thirsty. You know, it's all people that she... And then she called herself Demi Moore. She's like, my doppelganger, Demi Moore.
Yeah, she's God, like, we I'm really look alike today. More like my doppelganger, Demi Moore, yeah. Aren't I? It's like, what? Because she's like looking up and everything. I was like, how many takes did she have before she like she finally settled on that photo of her looking like Demi Moore?
Yeah, I'm fucking Kyle. So yeah, I was still triggered by Kyle. But this one, Real Housewives of New York, hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, hilarious because it's them. I mean, I still think I still think the secret reveals are terrible. I'm sorry. Like, not even Roni can save it, but they are funny. And, you know, we will have a fun time recapping it. But I was like, oh, yeah, watching. I was like, there is a reason why we don't recap these. I thought
this was hilarious. Okay, so we open with new taglines. Dorinda says, it was lit. Is that what the young people call it these days? Lit. It was lit.
You know, when assets sound like this, what do I have to work, baby? Sonia.
Shots of her dog licking the inside of her mouth.
Yeah.
And then is Ramona. Really? Really? Really?
And then Leah going, shots fired! From when she was in the Hamptons.
And Tinsley, who wants to grow up? I don't. Like, shut up!
And finally, it was Luann saying, I'm not the kind of girl that's wham, bam, thank you, Luann. Know what I mean? I'm like, actually, no, I don't know what you mean. Please clarify in your next, like, just make a big paragraph for your line. I can't believe they didn't take one of her quotes from her rants in the Berkshires when she was like, this show's about me, and if she thinks she could get on with it, then she can't because I'm the star here. That's what I want.
You're nothing. Leanne's tagline, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, always.
So everyone's line could have come from that scene. It could have been her saying you're nothing and Sonya going, she doesn't even pay me. I mean, just hair and makeup.
And then Dorinda would be like, you're going to say that to her? You really going to say that to her? You know what she's done for you? You have a mugshot.
And Ramona would still be, seriously? Really? Yeah.
Tinsley wasn't actually in that scene because she had already left the show, but that would work too. Just her being like,
oh, I don't want to grow up.
So then we see our first glimpse of Leah's look for this episode, and she's wearing like a Dina Lohan wig. It's like very like fried blonde with bangs with makeup that's in a certain way, like very much like Nassau County, right?
And she's wearing a fake Diamonds Claire accessories choker that's like slut or like says something stupid like bitch or something. It's very like Claire's boutique version of Erica Jane.
God, I really miss the days when you could say slut without it being like slut shaming, you know, like the Golden Girls days when like Blanche would like Dorothy would be like, you slut. Like, I love that. I miss that.
I know. Language changes.
I know, language changes, et cetera. Yeah. I get it.
There you go. I'm going to get one of the... I wish I had the neck to wear one of the... I just want one that's like, slut. But slut. My neck, I feel like my neck would cover the words, and it would just like... Yeah. It would just look like weird cursive.
I feel like if you say, she's such a slut, like, that's terrible, because that is slut shaming. But I think if you just say, slut, I would like to bring that back. I don't know if I can. I don't know if it's allowed. But, got it.
Well, you can, like, when you're in, like, the gay world, you know? Or, like, around your friends. Yes. Like, hey, slut!
Hey! Hey, keep it down, slut! Like, can we just change the meaning of slut to just, like, it doesn't have to do with you being promiscuous. It just means you're, like, a very annoying person to me at this moment. Like, let's just change the definition, and that way we can say it.
Let's
like,
change the word.
Slut.
We change words every day, sure. Well, slut will come back one day. It'll come back as like an innocent little word.
Don't they always? Oh, see? Look what happened.
So Tinsley...
It's actually more funny when women do it. When women do it, it's hilarious.
What does her necklace say, though?
I don't actually remember. I liked your version. Slut.
Slut. Hey, slut. I feel like I did that. I used to be like that with my friends. Hey, slut. My cousin calls, not Jenna, but my cousin Alex always is like, hey, fat bitch, which is like less funny now that I've gained so much weight. It used to be funny when I was like thin and like only eating martinis every day, but.
Well, it is funny when if you like turn on the Hallmark channel and they're playing Golden Girls all the time. God bless. One of my favorite shows of all time. And like there's this episode that I saw, and I think I mentioned here a few weeks ago, where like Dorothy leaves to go on vacation, and then like Sophia's like, bye, bye, bye. And then she closed the door, and she turns to the women and it's like, buckle your seatbelt, slut faces. And it's just like, if you think about it, that someone is just like that show throws around the word slut so much, and it's like on the Hallmark channel, that's kind of amazing.
No. So, Tinsley is like, my rookie season's over, and it was a roller coaster ride of emotions. And so we get her pool scene, you know, going crazy in Southampton.
Yeah. And then it's like, fears were faced, and we see Ramona having that scene, like, from the first episode where she's like, I want a man to love me, to want me, to hold me, to get me a beverage, okay?
Want me, love me.
I feel like it was such a gem that we forget about. I feel like it was buried in this season, but that should be like up there with like, you don't support other women. Like that scene is like that good. That little monologue.
Yeah, well, it actually comes back to that because someone says, you're anti-women. And then Sonia yelling into her microphone at that restaurant where she puts the gourds on her ears. And she's just like, blah, blah, blah. Like, Sonia, yeah. Do you need to yell into your microphone?
The poor audio technicians who were like, while she was shouting into this mic, like, talk, talk. And then Luann goes, is she speaking to her microphone in her hand? I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I'm the Capri star here, okay? If anyone's going to be speaking into a microphone, it's me. And by microphone, I mean this handy pen I keep for emergencies. So I can always say, Happy birthday to you. That's how a professional does it, into a pen.
Well, at the end of the day, there's one thing we can always rely on to make us feel better. Food!
And then we get the Sonia eating montage, which I know they were all eating, but it was basically Sonia. Sonia really enjoyed food so much this season. I mean, yeah. I've never felt closer to Sonia.
Yeah, she was... She's basically been me for the past month. I don't know. I've been like off the rails here in my apartment. Like I have like brown sugar cookies. I've got cupcakes. I'm like out of control right now. And that's I'm just like taking in Sonia's essence right now.
I know. I had a hard boiled egg today because I was like, okay, you need to get a hold of yourself, Ronnie. So of course, to me, it's like I had one hard boiled egg, and I'm like, why haven't I lost 30 pounds? But I had one hard boiled egg and not a piece of candy for breakfast, and I was like, am I going into like anaphylactic shock? Like, what is happening to me? And my head hurt.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't have my candy in the morning. So, Ramona, we see just little short. This whole thing is a little short clip. So, if you can't follow it, just, you know what? Press stop. There's no crime in just pressing stop.
If you can't tell another day. Yeah, if you can't tell what we're talking about, like, just, like, make up a scenario. Just pretend they're all on a space station. And they're all, like, floating in, like a space station that's, like, a resort. Okay? And they're interacting there. Like, wherever your mind wants to take it.
Well, actually, I just watched some Alien movies. I watched Prometheus, the prologue, and then the sequel to that, Alien Covenant, because I'm watching this show on HBO Max called Raised by Wolves. And I was like, are these similar? Are they the same thing? So I watched a refresher course, and Ramona is kind of those aliens when she gets mad.
Ramona gets,
it's like a full-on...
Well, that's what Avery is. Avery is the one that comes out. You know, like, remember Alien 3, the trailer, where like the xenomorph is like... And then, like, it's like, whoa, you know what? I'm sorry. And then, like, a little one comes out, and it's like, I'm sorry. It's just what it is. It's just like Ramona's the
big one. Yeah, the little one's the apologizer. The big one eats your face off, and then the little one's like, sorry, okay?
And then they both need a straw. Like, that alien's like, you know what? You know what I need right now is I need a straw, okay? Like, that Ramona, the alien from Alien, just, like, walking around the spaceship, just, like, flirting with the astronauts, like, you know what? What?
Sorry, I just wanted to suck
face right now.
Sorry.
You know what? They call me a chest burster. They say that your chest is your heart of your eyes, okay?
Totally set on that guy's face, okay?
My ex, Mario, and I laid an egg over in the corner. If you go near it, Avery's going to jump on your face, okay?
Well, that alien actually could use a straw because all it does is drip shit all off its face. Oh, it's every time it comes on screen, it's like...
Those aliens are not made for coronavirus. Like, wear a mask. Literally wear a mask. Like, there
it's
is
not
like,
even no... snotty where it's like dripping like gooey. It's just like water just coming out of its face.
Yeah, so. What sort of defense mechanism is that? Like, I don't understand how they evolved to that. That's not helpful. They're ridiculous. Those aliens are ridiculous. Thank God they really are.
God, those aliens really do have a big head, don't they?
Ladies, this year we're going on vacation. And you know where we're going to go?
Cartagena.
No, shut up. We're going to a spacecraft filled with aliens. Who's in?
We're boarding the Covenant, ladies.
Viva la alien.
So, okay, eating montage. So Dorinda at one point goes, hey, what's the first thing you do when you catch a fish? And Sonia's drunk and she's like,
buy it at a restaurant.
Exactly. I love that. And then we see, I felt like they showed this clip like five different times this episode, but that was just in my mind of Sonia lifting the little gourds to her ears in Newport and going, worst dinner party ever.
No, it was about five times. You're right. And then Luann going, would anybody like a shrimp?
Yeah. So then it settles down in the Hamptons, and it's like breakfast at Ramona's house. And Luann is like, so are you whispering that your eggs are better than mine? I mean, I do have sort of an iconic dish, eggs a la Francaise, viva la diva. Shut up.
You know what? My eggs are better than yours. But what about my eggs?
So Dorinda the tornado versus Luann the countess in an egg cook-off.
Yeah, this is great. It reminds me of those episodes of Everyday Italian when Giada De Laurentiis would like invite her sister to come cook with her, and then she would spend the entire episode like controlling her rage and telling her sister what to do. Like, no, that's actually not how you whisk. That's not, no. Oh, no, you do it. I won't get in the way, because that's like Luann. She's like, well, how many eggs do you need? Oh, really? That many? Okay, no, that's fine. No, I'm totally chill with that. I'm very chill.
Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy your boiled eggs. So Dorinda makes poached scrambled eggs, which apparently is a thing, because I was reading about it on Facebook. I was like, I guess that's a thing. But yeah, you scramble the eggs and then you pour it into boiling water and you stir them until they're hardish, and then you get some nice watery eggs. Sounds delicious. Yeah,
exactly. So Luann is like rage beating her eggs, and Dorinda's doing something, and Luann's like, well, see those little bubbles? That's what you want. That's what you want. The little bubbles, Dorinda. She's like, you know what? Just leave me alone. Don't get involved in my process. I'm not getting involved in your process. Leave me alone. So I love that they're like, they're already like just getting angry at each other over like how they're beating their eggs.
Yeah, and it's eggs. Yeah, that's what's the best part too. At least on Real Housewives of Potomac, it was pancakes. I mean, that's
true.
That's more skill, right? This is just like straight up eggs.
Yeah, it's okay. Also more like joyful to try different pancakes, like eggs. I mean, I love a good egg. I'm like Gail Simmons, but sometimes also like eggs are just eggs, and so. Yeah, they're getting really intense. And then Luann tries to describe it. She goes, well, the intensity level, I mean, a river is running through it. And the intensity of Dorinda is running like a river through the eggs. I'm like, what are you talking about?
The most intense movie ever, A River Runs Through It. Literally a movie about fly fishing. Okay.
Let the river run. Let all those eggs come to New York and work for Sigourney Weaver. Wow, Sigourney Weaver theme.
So, Dorinda's like, you know what? He put the eggs in the center. So she's making her eggs, and then they start cheating because Luann offers truffle oil. Yeah. And then...
Anyone want truffle oil? Anyone? Anyone?
And then Dorinda puts butter on her. It's like, you're cheating.
Isn't, like, just... poaching scrambled eggs, isn't that just like boiling eggs, basically?
Yeah.
I guess you're boiling it at a low temperature, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. So then Sonia's like, look, in an egg off, nobody loses. Everyone gets eggs. What? You got them. They're just frozen.
Well, they both look terrible to me. I mean, Dorinda's looked like yellow mashed potatoes, and Luann's looked very, very stiff. I think that eggs a la Francaise are supposed to be sort of like creamy and like sort of like looser, right?
I don't know. I've only seen it on her Instagram. The only way I know that what eggs a la Francaise are is because she just keeps saying it over and over again, and so I'm starting to believe it's real.
No, I looked at the recipe once. I think you're supposed to add in like a little bit of water, and you're supposed to cook them extremely slowly, like really, really slowly, and then they come out really creamy, something like that. I could be wrong, but the point is this.
I just think it's not real, and it's just one of those things that people say over and over again until you believe it, like Jesus, you know? Like, I'm in the car, and then someone cuts me off, and maybe I died, and I'm like, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. And I'm like, oh my God, I just thank Jesus. I'm a believer now. I think I've heard it so many, I think my parents have said it so many times, and I'm a full-on apostle now. An apostle who loves the completely real dish, eggs a la Francaise.
I love this is where your hoax, this is where your hoax is lying. Like, eggs a la Francaise is a hoax. It's like, Let that be the conspiracy that takes over. Why can't that be the conspiracy? Why do we have to have such terrible conspiracies? Can't we have
something
like
that? Yeah, I'm going to be the new conspiracy person. It's not Q, it's R. It's just R, you know?
That's not real.
Unfortunately, Arnon sounds too much like your actual name, Ronald.
But don't you like it? Renan.
Renan. You actually sound very elegant. You actually sound like you're one of Ramona's 50 friends. Oh, Renan's coming? She has some crazy news that's going to blow your mind. Are you a believer?
Instead of save the children, I'll just have save the children. A job, because children need to work. Thank you. This
Save
is
the children. Save the children. A plate of eggs a la Francaise. It is real.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Big news. Peacock, the streaming service from NBC Universal, is home to your favorite reality shows. Huh.
Go to peacocktv.com for free full seasons of Chrisley Knows Best, Below Deck, Southern Charm, American Ninja Warrior, okay?
Hey, you better back it up. Guess what? If you upgrade for even more and stream your favorites from the beginning, like, you know, Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Top Chef, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Plus, they have hundreds of hit movies, thousands of episodes of your favorite shows, current shows, timeless classics, and timely updates included.
Like, seriously, you're already listening to a podcast about Bravo. Like, why would you not do this? Like, are you crazy? Like, what's wrong with you? Go do this and go see, you know, Real Housewives. Like, are you crazy? Like, what's the matter? What's happening? What's going on?
You guys, we love our Housewives and all of our Bravo, and you can watch these seasons from the beginning with Peacock. Watch for free or upgrade for more on your TV, tablet, or phone.
Go to peacocktv.com to download and start streaming now.
Okay, so, here I wrote Leah. Here I wrote, finally, Leah's necklace. It does not say slut. Sorry, everybody.
What
okay?
does it say?
I'm just saying slut again to trigger Ben, because I know it's triggering him
like
every time I say
this
slut.
Episode. Like, everything you say is triggering me. Like, I've already taken it to aliens. I've worked working girl into this recap. Like, whatever you want. Golden Girls.
This is what
I'm
happens
there.
When nothing happens in
nothing
an episode,
happens. I'm
okay?
just like, I'm creating the content today. Let me tell you something about hard drives.
Speaking of Alien, I've got that inner trailer rasp today when I'm laughing.
Oh my god. Where is Avery? Why is Avery not popping out of your mouth? Someone get Tom Skerritt and make sure he's okay.
That is totally Alien trailer breath. I mean, trailer laugh. Okay. So, Leah, I wrote terrible hair and sex necklace. So it says sex.
So, I would prefer slut a lot more. Slut. But it has to have like a few U's in it. Slut.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, slut. It's
like, I think I tried to have one of my villagers on Animal Crossing say slut, and it was like, you're not allowed to use that word. I was like, really? Slut?
Oh, really? Animal Crossing?
Really?
Processing. Oh, really? Really? Animal Planet? Really?
So now it says I'm ageless instead.
No. Okay, so Ramona. Oh, and the secret? Another club soda on the side. Oh, so then we get Ramona's drink montage.
Wait, I just want to mention real quickly before we get to the drink thing that they all ate these eggs and they're eating them and they're like, they're both good. And Ramona's like, you know what? I think I like them equally as much, which means I equally hate them because they're terrible. Because they all look so unenthused. Like,
Wow, eggs.
Yeah.
Wow, eggs again. Crazy. Nice job, egg makers.
By the way, I've never had good eggs on a group trip. Whenever we have a situation like that where everyone, like, if we have an Airbnb and someone's like, I'll make eggs, I literally never had good eggs.
It's never good. And you are picky with eggs, because whenever we travel and stay at hotels, I will go eat the eggs. Like, every time, because the places we stay always have eggs, you know? And I will eat the eggs. And they do taste like powder and water. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, put a little butter on it. How is that any worse than anything else I ever eat?
I just, you know what it is? Okay, I'm really sorry. I just have to get this out. I used to be like, whatever with scrambled. I was like, they're like always like dried and like whatever to me. But I did start cooking scrambled eggs. When you do cook them slowly, it doesn't have to be eggs a la Francaise slowly, but if you cook them slowly, they can really be like very creamy and delicious. And then I feel like once you are like, oh, this is how eggs should taste, when it's like hard to go back to like the dried up like curdly ones. Not even curdly. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So yeah, it's like, that's my issue.
Yeah, I think once you find an egg you like I make mine, I just put them in there, and then I think, oh, I'm going to have some sunny side, and then, you know, like a fried egg. Yep. But then I can never flip them right, so I'm like, okay, so it's like a late scramble, so some parts are harder than other parts, and then I just kind of scramble it and then make it like one big glob until it gets hard, and then I turn the glob over, and then I always forget that it's there, and then it's like kind of burnt on the bottom, and it's hard to eat. It tastes like it's wrapped in paper, and that's how I like it now.
Okay, that's fine. I like that. I like that for
you. It can be kind of like a burrito. You know, you can like roll it, play with it.
There are a lot of different ways to do. There's a lot of different ways to make an egg. That's for sure.
I ain't there though. There's so many ways to boil an egg.
Truth. Anyway, so Ramona and her cocktail.
So Ramona bringing her own straw, and they're like, "Please tell me you didn't bring a straw." And she's like, "I did, okay." And so we start talking about the straw, but then we don't go into the full thing because that's got its own segment later.
Yeah, exactly.
So then we go to Sonia. Go ahead.
No, I was saying how she was talking about like the tips. Like she was like, "You know what my tip is?" I'm not sure if this is what you were talking about, Ronnie. That's why I like went like this, because I was like, "Am I about to like derail Ronnie?" And I already did. So you just say what you were going to say.
I care deeply about my order in the Secrets Revealed episode.
No, I was going to say how they were it was like a montage of Ramona ordering her drink. Was that what you were going to say?
I think that doesn't come till later, right?
No, it happens right now because we see her.
Oh, I just stopped taking notes.
Oh,
maybe it's just because I love this part so much. I was like, I can't take notes. I have to watch it.
Yeah, it was just like, it was a montage. It's everything we've seen before. It's like, you know what? I want some vodka. One shot. Not more than one shot. Just one shot with ice in a large glass with a stem. Yada-da. So all that stuff we've heard, you know, it's the classic. But then we got a new element of it, which is she goes, and you know what? Here's the secret, okay? I then get another glass of club soda, no ice, so that way when you're drinking your drink, you can just add more club soda to it, okay?
That's not new. Ramona's always had a separate glass of club soda, sir.
And then in the end, they show her she has her straw, and it's like fully bent, like it's like a 90-degree angle. It's like completely like mashed up in her purse, and she's like, she puts it in the drink, and she's trying to suck from it. And she goes, "You know what? I think my straw's not working."
Yeah, I've always felt close to Ramona because of that one thing. Like, Ramona's a vile human being, but the having multiple drinks, you know, I love to have multiple drinks in front of me. And I find that, you know, if you have a martini, a Diet Coke, and a glass of water, when you have to throw something at somebody, you've still got the martini, you know?
Yeah.
So I can still get angry. I can still be an angry drunk and not waste my Tito's.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So next is Sonia playing a game called, let's play a little game called What Happened Next?
Yeah.
See the beginning of a scene and then we have to guess how it ends.
Exactly. So it's very much like a Big Brother competition, but way more enjoyable. So first up, it's Leah and Sonia are in an argument in Newport about a pricey vest that Leah can't afford. And so we come into it. And Leah is, like, yelling at Sonia, and she's, like, standing up behind her at that restaurant, this outdoor restaurant, and she's like, "Sonia, I'm going to tell you why you are a mean, mean person, okay? You are a mean, mean person." And Ramona's like, "You know what, Sarah, stop. Control your sister, okay? All right, you know what, you're the youngest sister who shouldn't even be here in the first place, but as long as you're here, can you control your oldest sister? Come on. I can't believe you haven't controlled her, okay?
You gotta do something about it, okay?" And Leah's like, "No, I'm gonna say something. If you... okay, I'm gonna say something." And Ramona's like, "You know what? Our daughters so..." She starts going into a thing about how her daughters are better behaved or something.
Yeah.
And Leah's like, "If you thought I was having financial issues and you're my friend, then why would you try and pressure me into buying a $2,000 vest that I'm never gonna wear?" And Sonia's wasted.
Bitch. She's like, "Cause you're a nasty bitch. That's why. That's all I have to say. You're a nasty bitch." I'm like, "Wait, are you calling her a nasty bitch because she like encouraged you to buy a vest that was outside your budget?"
I guess they were making fun of her, like, "Just buy it." "Oh, I guess you can't afford it," is what they're making it sound like. Mm-hmm. And so Sarah's like, "Okay, Leah." She's like, "Aunt X,
unacceptable. And her sister's here. Her sister's here.
Like, can you believe she's talking like that in front of a sibling?
Well, I couldn't tell if she was saying that it was she's doing this in front of her sibling or she has the balls to make the scene. And on top of that, she forced us to have her sister here.
Yeah, remember,
that was the big controversy.
True. So Sarah kind of tries. She's like, hey. Okay, so what happens next? A, Leah screams at her sister for not having her back. B, Sonia and Ramona hide under the table. C, Tinsley gets a call from her dogs. Or D, Luann starts singing. Now, all of these are believable.
Very, very believable. I thought it was going to be Luann. I thought Luann was going to start singing, for sure.
I got this one. I guessed B, and I was correct. Sonia and Ramona hide under the table, okay?
Yeah, they literally hide under the table in a restaurant, and then Ramona's under the table going, where's your decorum? Where's her decorum? Like, you're under a table in a restaurant. And then Elise walks over to them and goes, why you guys under the table?
Arm pose. Why are you guys under the table?
Do you have room for Erica?
So Dorinda's like, you know what, it's ridiculous that you're hiding. You guys are in your 50s and 60s. You won't be able to get back up one day.
And Ramona goes, you know what, it's like a secret hiding place, okay? It's like a hiding place where I'm perfectly visible to everyone around me, okay? That's what it is. Reminds me of this one time I was a little girl and it was a thunderstorm and I was like, oh my god, I'm so scared, so I hid under the table. Then Geraldine Parsons Smith kicked me in the face 3 times. And to this day, I've never been under a table, okay? So this is a big deal for me. I'm sorry, you're being day class set.
So Sonia's like, oh, look, that guy wants me over there. And so she goes over to this old-ass dude, and he's like, I like your pants, honey. She's like, everyone likes them, because I fill them out.
So round two. So we're at the townhouse with Ramona and Sonia, and they're talking about Dorinda's anger, and Ramona's like, you know what, I'm just so concerned, and I don't know when we can talk to Dorinda about this. And you know what, I love Dorinda. We all love Dorinda. I mean, like, but how do we get her to see a therapist, okay?
And Sonia's like, at this point I'm wondering if she really cares or if she just wants to try. Oh, I think my tooth just fell out.
Hold on.
Did you see something fall off her face? I don't know if it was earring or tooth, but something just flies off of Sonia's face and she kind of looks on the ground like she's gonna get it, and then she's like, whatever.
It probably was a tooth. I think
I've been without a tooth before. I'll be without a tooth again. Go or ahead, eyebrow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So they're like, yeah, well, obviously it's not working, the therapist. So it's like, what happens next? A, Ramona says that Dorinda needs to go to Peru to do some ayahuasca. What is ayahuasca?
We should know this.
Ayahuasca. What is ayahuasca? I feel like I knew it at
I
one point.
I think that's where you go into like a sweat lodge or something, and they I think it's kind of one of those sweat things, I think. And I know this from the Bachelor shows.
I'm going to look it up right now. Ayahuasca. It's a brew. No, it is a brew. It's a brew from the... Oh, yes. Yeah, I did know about this. I think I saw it on some stupid nature thing where you drink it and you have like...
Oh, and you trip.
You just have experiences. It's a spiritual medicine. Out. Sounds like very sounds much delicious. Like it should be like Zac Efron. There probably was a Zac Efron episode. I guarantee
that I would do ayahuasca then. I always thought, I'm never doing that because I thought it was a sweat lodge thing. But now that I know it's like a trippy drug, sign me
ayahuasca.
Up! I'm going to Peru! Crappens Live is coming to Peru!
Lima, da diva. So, B, Sonia thinks that Dorinda just needs to get laid. C, the phone rings and Dorinda says, I know you're talking about me. And D, they try to enlist the help of Dr. Phil.
No, I didn't guess this one. Did you?
I don't think I was at that point. I thought Dorinda was going to call and say, I know you're talking about me.
Yeah, but no, it was D. They decided to enlist the help of Dr. Phil. So Sonia's like, well, she loves Dr. Phil, but I don't know if we can get her on there. And Ramona's like, is he a psychiatrist, Dr. Phil?
And is he single?
Yeah, he's a major psychologist. Yeah, but didn't she say she had a dream about Dr. Phil?
Yeah, and then we see a flashback of Dorinda telling them, hey, you know what? I had a sex dream about Dr. Phil last night, and he was very frisky, okay? Like, yeah, it was exciting. So it's like, you think maybe we'll get a 3-for-1 with Dr. Phil?
Yeah, which, Dr. Phil's like Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
you go, Dorinda, with your dirty little mind. I like it.
Yeah. So round 3, Round three.
On the van ride on the way to the orchard, all of us tried to give Tinsley advice on how to date. So Elise is like, I offered you a great guy, and you wouldn't even see him.
Why? Why? The way you're sitting there, like, can't believe Tinsley would turn down Elise's choice. Why? Why would you do that? Why? Why?
It wasn't my type! She's like, you have to get out of your comfort zone. The guys you like are not the kind of guys who are gonna get married.
You know what? I know someone named Saul. He works in finance, and I'm gonna introduce you to him. He has three moles on his face, and sometimes he spits when he talks, but I think it's a match.
But he's got insurance.
But he's got insurance, and he's got a lovely tweed blazer.
Looks like my friends, as you get old, they're like, he has insurance. Like, thanks.
He has a very lovely scientific calculator.
So, A, Ramona refers to Tinsley's ex, Bruce, as Brian. B, Elise says that Ramona got her husband name, her husband's name wrong for a year. C, Sonia says that men in Chicago defecate in front of their ladies. And D, all of the above.
Before D even came up, I was saying all of the above. Yeah. I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be all of them.
Yeah, it is all of them. And this is like a typical Real Housewives of New York scene.
You know what? You go after guys who are like self-absorbed and selfish, okay?
It's like, your husband ran off with like some nanny. What are you talking about? Like, seriously? And she says, you're just a, and Sonia's like, an accessory. You're an accessory. You know what? First, it's that guy Brian treating you like, someone's like, who's Brian? Oh!
And then Elise is like, that's all right. She called my husband Heinrich, you know, Louisa for the first year or something like that.
And then Leah, do you want a guy?
This was, by the way, this was like a Ronnie Caron moment. When Sonia said this, I was like, this could have come out of Ronnie's mouth.
I believed it. So that's something, because I totally believe this. I was going to Google it, but I was lazy. So Sonia's like, Tinsley, do you want a guy pooping in front of you? I mean, those Chicago guys eat steak and poop in front of you.
It's like the this is from our, I hear this is from Renan.
This is a Renan drop.
Renan drop is what they call it. Eggs a la Francaise aren't real, and Chicago guys will poop in front of you because they eat too much steak to be able to control themselves.
Where we go when we poop all. Okay, guys.
And so Sonia goes, she goes, well, you know, I didn't Google it. I mean, I didn't read it in Esquire, but, you know, I'm guessing guys just poop in front of women all the time unless they're very sophisticated Manhattanites. Manhattan, they don't do it, but the rest of the world. I mean, and unfortunately, we haven't really seen much evidence to the contrary. I mean, we've all seen Vanderpump Rules. We all saw Jax pooping right there.
Yeah. And then as we leave this scene, you just hear Luann go, to Sonia, bowel movements are everything.
It's a nice, yeah, that was great. So then we go to round four, which is weird because I sort of thought round three was going to be it, but we're at round four. And Luann introduces it. She goes, at family dinner, Leah and her granola mother, Bunny, disagree about if Leah's always wanted to get married. So then they're talking. It's basically all of Leah's family. They're all just like hanging out. And Bunny's like, wait a second. In your 20s, you wanted to get married? I mean, your behavior was insane at the time. Are you serious?
It's like, I was 20, mother. It's like, listen, I was asking you people at the time. It's like, what was I supposed to do, Mom? Get down on a knee and beg Rob to marry me? I mean, I'm not going to do that.
So, A, did Rob comfort Leah? Oh, wait, no, sorry. I skipped the most important part of it, which is that then Leah winds up breaking down in tears, which I thought she was joking, but they're real tears. So she breaks down in tears, and she's like, because Bunny's like, well, I would have loved for you to get married, but you didn't get married. And then she's like, well, now Dad's never going to walk me down the aisle. And then here are your options. A, Rob comforts Leah. B, Sarah yells at her granola mother for making Leah cry. C, Leah's entire family, including granola over there, laugh at her. Or D, Leah throws a ravioli at her granola mother who deserves it greatly.
And it is, thankfully, Number C, her entire family just starts laughing at her.
They do.
And this was the best Leah, like Leah at home scene of the season, I think. This should have been in the show. It was so funny. They're cracking up at her, and she's like, "Ooh, it's not funny. He's sick, and now he's never going to walk me down the aisle. Are you fucking kidding me, Mom? You messed up." And she's like, "Oh."
Honey cannot stop laughing, seeing her daughter in pain. She's like, "You're too much. You're too much. Stop." You know, she goes, "Go away, go away. It's too much." She gets too excited.
Oh God. So then Dorinda's house, there's a trainer there.
Jorge.
I think Jorge the trainer.
I think Jorge thought he was gonna have a much larger role on this season than he did, given how many scenes they had of him. Yeah. But Jorge. Oh, Jorge.
So Dorinda's trying to get Sonia in shape because Sonia's been complaining about gaining weight. So she's brought this trainer over and he's like, "Let's commit to 4 weeks, Sonia. Let's make it happen." And she's like, "Yeah, Dorinda's bringing me a trainer, which, I mean, I'll go half-assed, I guess." And Dorinda's like, "Oh, yeah, well, it's Rich's birthday, by the way. So let's all say 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!"
I heard there was a birthday party happening.
Happy birthday to you. Get out of here, Luann, goddammit. And Jorge goes, "Where is Richard?" She's like, "He's dead."
He goes, oh, Richard. Oh, that Richard. Oh. I was like, "Oh, come on, Jorge. You got to know your audience."
So then they start talking about how hard it is to dress for the show because you have to have so many outfits. Mm-hmm. And Tinsley's like, "Being on the show and wearing all these cute clothes, I found it easier to keep my body in shape. Was not working out too much. I just lifted. Drinks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like you have to pick where your calories are coming from. And for me, there is better for them to come from a liquid source than a sandwich. Oh.
That's the trick, everybody."
She thinks she's like shedding. Like, I was like, the gay community is way ahead of you on that one.
Well, this made me miss Tinsley. I like Tinsley. I thought she was really funny in this whole episode.
She really came into her own this season, I thought. So it was sad that she left midway through.
Yeah, and I like when thin people admit the truth, you know? It's like, "Oh my God, how do you do it?" And she's like, "I don't eat, I drink. That's it." Okay? And I think, that's it.
Yeah, and I think there would have been a time, like, 15 years ago when Tinsley was, like, the it girl in Manhattan. I don't think she would have ever admitted. She's like, "No, I just, like, this is just who I naturally am. I'm just, like, naturally skinny. You know, but now she's like, "Fuck that, I get it all from booze."
So then we see them doing some leg stretching with some blocks and stuff. Yeah. And then they make Kegel jokes. And then they go to the spa with Leah and Sonia.
It's called Shock Therapy Fitness.
Yes. Does this work? I want this shit. Because I've told you I had those little massage pads you buy on Amazon, and then they're electric and they shock you. And so I put them all over my front and shocked. I put them on my head. Remember I told you I was trying to give myself like an electric lobotomy thing?
Yeah.
It didn't work. I mean, it hurt like fuck, but
I don't know if it works or not. I mean, we've seen it. We saw Cameron do it on Dallas, and we saw it on another show. Like, it's definitely, like, trying to be the next, you know, vaginal rejuvenation for Real Housewives.
but I think that's one of those things that they say you already have to be thin, and it'll only take off your last couple pounds. Because I find that a lot of those things, that's what they say. They're like, "Oh, it's not for obese people. It's for people who are already thin and just have a few pounds to go." I'm like, what the fuck is the point of that? It's not fair. What an unfair industry.
So they go and they have to put on these like black suits. They look like they're like the tech crew for like a local community theater. And then they put on the stuff over them. Because they get like sprayed down, so that way their electrocutions can really, you know, be conducted all across their body. And then they put on these vests, and they start getting zapped. And Sonia's like, "Oh, I actually feel like I'm on the inside of my vibrator."
And then she ends up loving it. Sonia's just like, "Yeah, ooh." It was a nice twist on these scenes. It's like finally, of course, Sonia's the one they found to finally love this, getting shocked all over the place. So then we go over to the boxing place with Martin.
Yeah.
Martin. And Leah.
Yeah, Leah's there with Martin, and he's like, "It's hot as a witch's tit in here." And she's like, "I think it's as cold as a witch's tit." He's like, "I don't know." I forget what he tries to explain. He's like, yeah, but witches are hot, and it's a hot college, and the teeth is hot. She's like, no. So she's telling him how she, like, Ramona's been coming down on her, and that she went to Ramona's party, and that, like, Ramona yelled at her for chewing gum, so she swallowed it and goes, you got tattoos on your knuckles and you're chewing gum? Like, what are you, 14?
Yeah. He's like, I gotta agree with him about the knuckles and the gum. All right, you get tattoos, come on. And she's like, then why don't you go to Southampton with him? He's like, give me the address, which would have been amazing. Missed opportunities.
Totally. So then we have like a scene of like that's all about like their like backs, like sort of bloopers from their interviews and everything. And so we see a bunch of the ladies with like the slate. That's, you know, the slate is the thing that goes like action, you know, like in front of them. Yeah. Amanda's doing exactly what I imagine her to do in her interview. Testing, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, testing. Ben, are you writing this down? I think this would be a great lyric. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Nailed it.
Click. Click. The queen is here. Click. And Tinsley's drinking wine with the straw. Click. Ready to talk shit about Ramona. Take one.
You know what? Yeah. I know how to do it. Okay, just let me do it. Then you can correct me afterwards. Okay? Action. Okay?
Yeah, Ramona being a total diva, of course. And then Sonya's like, oh, I've got a kernel in my teeth. Why did I have that popcorn?
And then Luann had such an amazing Luann moment. So we see her like sort of like finishing up a statement about something. She goes, the winery is not where I want it to be. That's perfect. I would like clapping once in a while. Keep my energy up.
You know what? Since when an interview is like 2.5 hours.
I'm not clapping for you, Ramona. I'm still clapping for my. That was so funny when I said the winery was not where I wanted to be. Mm. Anyone? And she like did a Nicole Kidman clap. She was like,
Leah's like, I'm PMSing, sorry. And the producer's like, I can tell. And then Tinsley's just flipping off the camera. And then we go into a segment about how they're trying to do their interviews, but wherever they're recording, there's construction being done in the apartment upstairs.
Yeah. Ramona's like, you know what? Hopefully there's no noise upstairs, because I told them I don't make noise, because I don't. They've been making noise. It's been terrible. It's like, how much noise can you make? I mean, Coco's about to die, okay? Coco can't die in a loud environment, okay? So how much noise can make? Sorry, Dick, let's say.
Ramona complaining about noise. Ramona, who just had her apartment redone and then moved out of that apartment into a different floor, and then I think moved again, right?
And probably in her free time just moves couches around. Just like,
yes, you know,
she
does.
I like to pretend like I'm moving a, I move a couch. I like to pretend I'm dancing with a man.
Oh my gosh. So then it just keeps cutting back to them getting cut off by the noise, the like thump, thump, thump. Sonny's like, up, oh, and I have soup in my teeth. And now I have soup in my teeth.
Can I get some applause around here for crying out loud?
And Victoria like makes a shake or something, and Luann's like, oh, Victoria, waffle.
Merci. That is your cue to clap, Victoria. Thank you. Oh, they're clapping for me.
So then then it's just them getting tired in the interviews. Leah's like, I think this fall has been very fruitful and earthing. I just made that shit up. Are we done yet?
I got a cat meowing. I'm parched. Can someone bring me something?
Oh. Yeah. So then Leah's interview outfits get their own segment because they're so crazy. And they're like, so Luann, what do you think about Leah's interview outfits? And she's like, oh, you don't want to ask me about that.
I said, you don't want to ask me about that. Anyone? Thank you.
Oh, so Sonya's like, well, she went from Star Wars to Dynasty to Sergeant Lonely Hearts Pepper Band or whatever to what are these things she's wearing? What are these? And Tinsley's like, they were gloves.
Yeah,
they were gloves.
It was that red and yellow, like, glove sleeve thing that she was wearing. Hey, all she needed was a VW van and Scooby-Doo in the back and... Hey, will you quiet down up there? Quiet down!
You know, in the first season, you just lost up there. You know, you're like a toothpick in the ocean. I'm going to get that in there once this season,
one
right?
More
toothpick
time
in the ocean.
Before I'm gone, a toothpick in the ocean is my new favorite metaphor.
So then we see all their different clothes and stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, Ramon's like, you know what? You know what? I wasn't prepared for how many outfits you actually need, you know? And Luann's like, well, you know, for me, I just wanted to look sexy and I wanted to look sophisticated. And I think I really pulled that off. I mean, when you've been on Italian television, you start to understand style. Am I right, ladies? Am I right?
And Tinsley's like, it's hard. It's hard to find a look that's just the top part because I really like lace. And I can't wear that because there's holes in it. And then I like really high things. And I can't wear that. And so now I have to wear solid blouses. It's not my best work. Not my best work.
And Ramona has like this really interesting insight that I never expected. She's like, you know what? My look has actually totally evolved, okay? It wasn't until Carol came onto the show that my ex-husband Mario said, why can't you get more clothes like Carol? Why can't you be hot like Carol? Do you mind if I go have dinner with Carol? And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start buying more clothes. And now I don't even wear dresses. I'm sorry. I'm just a lot less formal than I was 12 years ago. Now I'm so casual that I only get mad if Leah shows up in something that's like a little unbecoming, okay? I'm so casual.
Mm-hmm. So then Leah and Tinsley are talking about sex, and Leah's like, listen, so my ex who I blocked, I mean my most current ex, like we went to France, and I was like, what's going on with your divorce? And he was like, it's on hold. And I was like, guess what? My pussy's on hold.
Yeah. And she's, yeah, exactly. She said, I was like, you're complacent. I'm disgusted by you. I want nothing to do with you. And then guess what? He says, well, I know it's your birthday and I left you something at your door. It's an Yves Saint Laurent bag. And so it's kind of funny. She's like, ugh, whatever. So then I called him and I said, huh, you know what? Like, why are you dropping bags off at my place? Like, I'm not a whore. All right. Like, you think you can, like, that's going to make me get back with you? You're so fucking rude. I am going to keep the bag though. Yes.
And Luann goes, and then you put your things in your bag and you left the house. And it's like, yep.
Dating Leah must be, like, just an exercise in masochism. I mean, we saw what happened with Michael Che, which was not good. Not good at all.
He wasn't even dating her. That wasn't even dating. That was just, like, was writing her on, they were writing each other on Tinder or some shit.
Yeah, he was like, hey, what's up? Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, she sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah,
dating totally. Wise, but man, she sure but like I said. Well, dating tip number one: secure the bag. And then Ramona is talking to. She's on a date with Enrique, and yeah. She's like, "So we're gonna order a drink, right?" And he's like, "Yes, I'm glad you didn't do the sake as a shot because that wouldn't have been good." And she's like, "Well, what if I did do it like a shot?" And then she starts doing that shoulder thing. She gets a Popeye eye, and then she puts yeah. one shoulder forward.
She, like leans in.
What if I did? What if I did?
What sort of socks are these? Is this sake made of? Argyle? So then she's like, so what do people call you? Because he's like, he says, like, Ramona. And she's like, he's like, can you roll your R's? And shockingly, she can. She's like, Ramona, okay? Ramona, okay? Can you roll your K's? You know, all I have to say is, okay, can you do that, Enrique? Enrique?
So it's like date rule number two, know your date's name. Because she's like, what do they call you? He's like, Enrique. Enrique.
Oh, I thought that was I thought Enrique was Spanish for okay, okay.
She's like, whoa, do you think that the eyes are the eyes of the soul? He's like, the windows? That's what I...
Should have known that because I'm a real estate maven and I know what windows are, okay?
Oh, gosh. So then we go into some pita chip talk when Leah was dating pita chip. And Ramona didn't understand at first. And she's like, penis factory? Is that what she said?
Is his name Enrique? Okay.
So, let's see. We're going really long to talk about this show. I looked at the clock and I was like, how much is there left in
it's
this?
It's just like the pita chip stuff. So then we have like a scene of like Melinda in the Berkshires. And Sonia's like, hey, Melinda goes to the supermarket in hot pants. And guys always say, I like your legs. And she's like, I don't have hot pants. I wear short shorts.
You know the shorts I wear, sis?
Yeah, God got something off the shelf for me.
Hey, you know what? I walked by a construction site the other day and no one even whistled at me. So I walked back and I was like, hey, why isn't everyone whistling at me? You better back it up. You better back the fuck up. You better start whistling at me. And then I knocked it all over with a bulldozer. That's right. That's what I do. You better catcall me.
And then Lou is talking about how she went to Milo's, and Sonia's like,
oh, Milo's, everyone's going to Milo's.
Noelle's like, oh yeah, well, we were there, I was there with Leah, and all the guys were just going crazy about Leah. So we went to the bathroom and had a great time. Yeah. And Ramona's like, whoa, what happened? She goes, well, she was making out with this hot guy. And Ramona goes, and you kissed him too, she told me already, okay? So you don't have to lie about it.
Oh, I thought it was that Leah went to the bathroom, and while Leah was in the bathroom, Luann started making out with the guy that Leah was making out with.
Yes, they started making out with the same guy. So,
I thought you were saying they were making out with him in the bathroom together, and I thought that Luann stayed back. Like, Leah went off to the bathroom, and Luann's like, hey, I'm a cabaret star. Thank you.
No, I think from what I got from it, Leah and Luann went to the bathroom, and Leah started making out with some guy in the bathroom, and then Luann started making out with the guy in the bathroom, like a threesome. Because then Leah's like, you know, I really love Luann's Euro vibes, but she might be a little too Euro for me. And then it cuts to Luann going, we got to do that again.
Just a peck.
Because now Luann's just realized she can take hot young Leah in to use as like a fishing rod, yeah, you know, and reel him in.
Yeah, exactly. And then we also see Leah like totally just like salivating for her dentist. No pun intended. She's like, my dentist is like the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm so horny and lonely and I just want to fuck my dentist. I want my dentist so bad. We know how that story ends, don't we, Ronnie? I'll be a dentist.
Speaking of, sorry to Rick Moranis, who just got sucker punched in the face on the streets of New York City.
What?
For no reason. So you better watch yourself out there.
Wait,
mess
that happened?
With Rick Moranis. You mess with me, and I know I'm scary.
Someone punched Rick Moranis?
Yeah, it was in the news this morning. He was walking along in New York, minding his own business, saw a cute little plant. Total eclipse of the sun.
Maybe it was Zool.
And then someone just came up and punched him in the face. I mean, what the frick?
Were they like, are you the key master or whatever? And that makes it Sigourney Weaver movie number 3 on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's 3. Very nice.
Sigourney references.
Yeah. So poor Rick Moranis. Love you, Rick.
Yeah.
Sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah. Start acting again. Please. I know you're retired, but please.
Yeah.
Come back to us.
Yeah.
So now we have a scene of Ramona at dinner with her friends, which we saw a clip of during the regular season. And it's basically Ramona. It's like Avery and her young friends. And they're all out at like, it's like their first drink in the world since they've turned 21 or something. So Ramona's at dinner with him, but also Leah's there too. And I was like, okay, girls, who here can wink? I want to see who can wink. And so like this one girl's like, bling. And then Leah does it. She's like, bling. And like Avery can't wink. That's the whole thing. So Avery's like, I can't wink. So I put my hand, I put my hand over my eye, which is like
Avery
so
flirts
Ramona.
Like she's at Lens Crafters.
Hey.
And then it goes, it's Tinsley's turn to like, wink, Tinsley. And she's like, hey. And they're like, ew. The whole table's like, yeah. Terrible. That sucked. That was Boo. A terrible wink.
Well, she overdoes it. She's like in a car commercial. She's like, which is how I do it. I don't know if, yeah, I do it too. I Tinsley wink. I can't do it like a.
I have a good wink, but my eyelids are very heavy, so they want to stay closed. Like, when I do that, I'll fall asleep, because my eyes just love to feel closed, you know?
If I wink, my eyebrow goes up. I go like that. I don't have a flirty wink.
It's harder with my other eye, but this eye's good.
My wink, I'm looking at it right now, the beauty of crap is on demand. My wink is actually horrific. Like, mine is worse than Tinsley's. I'm like,
Your eyelashes are very independent, though. That's pretty cool. Oh my god, that's crazy. He's doing like
I can do like a one. My dad is so jealous of the fact that I can raise my eyebrows one at a time because he's a lawyer and he's like,
I can do
this.
His
dream is to cross examine someone and then punctuate his question with an eyebrow raise. Like, did you or did you not go there? Eyebrow raise.
I can't do it.
Mine flare up independently often. Especially when I try to. By the way, it's not a sexy look when you try to wink and an eyebrow grows up. It's like, it looks like I'm like trying to actually get
some information. Yeah, it's like a thirsty wink. It's like, look, I'm trying so hard. Like you're in the shock therapy thing that they did. So then we go to the straw flirting thing, and they're like, do the straw thing, Ramona, do the straw thing. It's like, what? You just want to show your sensuality. So when you see the guy, you caress your drink, you put your shoulder. she looks terrifying.
And you say, hey, do you come to this spaceship often? Okay.
So then let's see here. So then we end with a scene at the reunion shoot, and Andy's just walking around with Ramona, and he's like,
hey, Ramona, that's your first reunion chair. And then that New York City sign, remember when Aviva threw her leg?
Yeah, we see a flashback to the season 2 reunion and Ramona explaining why she did not go to Alex and Simon's housewarming or something. And she's like, you know what? It was at a strange time, okay? I need to eat at 8 o'clock, okay? If I don't eat at 8 o'clock, I turn into a gremlin, okay? You don't want to see that. I'm sorry. And Jill's like, she's like, so you stop by for 15 minutes and then you go eat. What's the big deal? And she's like, you know what? It's Brooklyn. She's like, well, what do you think Brooklyn is? Ohio? Huh?
And then this is the chair from the first reunion. And she's like, oh my God, I'm such a prude then. And we see the scene of Andy saying, so Alex heard that after you had your baby, you got some naked pictures done. And Ramona gets up and leaves because she's just too pure to hear about nude pictures.
She's like, I'm such a prude back then. I'm like, can we roll that footage of her screaming at Leah at her birthday party? Such a prude back then. Yeah. I also liked when we saw in the season 6 reunion where Aviva was like, well, I threw the leg to get everyone to shut up. And Luann goes, you really put your foot in your mouth this time. Ben from the future, put that in my act when I eventually have one.
Future Ben. So then we start hearing everybody's opinion about reunions, and Tinsley's like, at least you get to wear a ball gown to yell at people.
So now we basically get to see a reunion segment, which has little to do with the show. It's just funny to look at, of basically all the waiters and random people who get like drawn into these scenes by accident, who are like tending to or drop by during these women being crazy. So we see that lunch that they went to after Fashion Week when Sonia was busy on her phone, and they all start screaming, and there's this like waiter named Jacob who's just trying to pour the, like, trying to be like, sparkling or still, sparkling or still, and they like will not listen to him, and he's like doing full Jim from The Office look at the camera, like
and then all the men basically, like Jeff, the grand pianist, and they're like, it's a pussy party. They're having a vibrator fight on the ground.
I think I'm gonna go. Yeah. And Martini Mike.
And then Martini Mike, yeah, with Ramona fake crying at the table. And they were like, did you guys even notice Martini Mike? And they're like, no, but now he's famous. Look at him.
So, and then Andy asks if Tinsley's, like, if basically her relationship with the guy who owns the restaurant has been totally severed. And she's like, no, we thought it was funny and a spectacle, like my ball gown from Mom.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Their whole thing is like, listen, it doesn't matter who's like, doesn't matter who's around. When you're in it, you're in it. That's for sure.
And that's, well, that brings us to the end of Secrets Revealed.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching us here on Patreon. We do really appreciate your support. So thank you. It really means a lot to us. And we'll be back next week with all sorts of great content, starting with Potomac on Monday, which we love and can't wait to see what's in store for us. So until then, you guys have an amazing weekend. Stay safe. Do wear a mask. And we'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, and goodbye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. D.
Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 days of summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.